only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey, everyone. Just reminding you to make sure you're well-rested before you get behind the wheel. According to the National Sleep Foundation, driving tired can be almost as dangerous as driving drunk. The best way to prevent drowsy driving is to make sure you get enough sleep, around 7 to 9 hours a day for most adults. If you find yourself tired behind the wheel, pull over at the nearest safe place and take a nap. This message is brought to you by your Wide Awake DJs and 90.1 WRUV.
Kindly, please do keep it locked here on your better alternative, WRUV-FM, Burlington.
I don't care if you do. I don't care. happens when we are in the beauty stage of a friendship and it feels good. We never feel that that friendship is going to end. With some relationships, you start to feel the disconnect. It's about putting in a boundary and being clear but respectful to an individual to explain to them, this is how I feel, rather than to start off with an accusatory tone. If, you know, the energy still seems to be tainted and it's not flowing in the right direction, it's just to respectfully have the conversation to say, you know, it's not working for me, I wish you all the best.
Things coming to a natural end because people drift apart is totally fine, and it doesn't have to be dramatic. It might be, and there might have been like a bad event that occurs, and that's sad. But if you feel like you're just different from somebody now, maybe have a conversation with them about it, just like you would in a romantic relationship.
Friendships run its course. It's a big loss, and it's a huge dilemma. Someone decided that they don't want to be your friend anymore. So now you have to not be their friend. But that was their choice.